Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Third hour, Darren Donick and Chase here on ESPN 102.5, the game on this Tuesday afternoon. Hope everybody's having a good day to this point. Let's stay in Rutherford County where I am, or let's head to Rutherford County where I am. Rick Stockstill, MTSU football coach, is indeed on the line with us. Good morning, or should I say good afternoon, coach. How you doing?
Good afternoon, my quarantine brothers. How are y'all?
It has been weird doing a show from our homes for over a month now. How about for you? It's got to be, I mean, it's weird for everybody, but what about a football coach?
I'm zoomed out. I am zoomed out, my friend. It's just what we're having to deal with, you know, like everybody right now. So you have a... you know, staff meetings every day, you know, with your staff in the morning and just kind of update and keep them posted and organized on everything that we got going on, and try to do the same thing with your players. Tomorrow's the last day of school, and then exams start Friday. So staying on top of them about that. But now it's been very, very unique, to say the least.
And the draft this weekend was unique on the NFL side of things, a virtual draft. Did you find yourself checking it out? Because we were all wondering, you know, how was it going to look? And we've seen it. What did you think?
Yeah. My limited expertise on that kind of thing, I thought the NFL did a fantastic job of being able to pull that off, you know, from a virtual standpoint, just everything that probably went into that, you know, with cameras in the players' homes and then the GMs and head coaches and everything that they had to do to pull it off. So I would have said it was very successful, but, you know, that's my limited knowledge on it. But thought it was good.
Speaking of that, Rick, Chris Jackson was the last pick by the Titans in the 7th round. The young man in the secondary from Marshall, you guys saw Marshall. What do you know much about him? Do you remember him?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He was a good player. Very productive in his whole career, you know, there at Marshall. I think he's, you know, from, again, you know, the Titans are a lot smarter than me, but I think he's a good tackler. He's a good, smart football player. You know, so I think he'll fit in good. Probably, you know, he's on all their special teams at Marshall, so I'm sure, you know, the Titans looked at that as well. So, but no, I think he's a good football player. And you know, you kind of look at, you know, the guys here recently in the last few years that the Titans have taken, you know, with Kevin Byard and then, the tight end out of FIU and, the receivers that they had from Western Kentucky, all those guys have been very productive, you know, players for them. And, you know, you get a guy coming from our school or a Conference USA school, you know, they got that maybe a little bit bigger chip on their shoulder, you know, something to prove, you know, like those guys I just mentioned. And so I would think he'll have a chance to, you know, to have a – have a chance to make the team. That's all. That's where you got to start, and hopefully he'll be able to contribute to them.
Wow, that's a really good point. That has definitely worked out for the Titans. Kevin Byard, of course, who you coach, is the highest-paid safety in the league, and Jonnu Smith is now going to be their number one target at tight end, and they are very, very high on him. So, good point by you. So you brought up the Zoom meetings and, you know, the unusual times. How much can you do virtually? How much can a coach at this level actually do when you can't sit there and be with your team and be with your coaches and do normal activities this time of year?
You know, that's a good good question there. I think it's the big thing with the players, you know, and when you meet with, because we were meeting with them 2 to 3 times a week from a football standpoint. You know, it's one thing being able to see it, you know, having a diagram in the background and a coach talking about a particular play or you know, front or coverage or whatever it is. It's one thing to be able to talk about it, but then for that player to go and then apply it to the field is another. Because normally, you know, in a normal situation, you're going to meet with them and then you're going to go out and practice it. You know, so I think it's, you know, maybe a little bit overkill, a little bit, that I don't know how much they're actually remembering of it because they're not getting a chance to do it. But I think it's keeping them engaged football-wise. It's keeping them they're giving them something to study, giving them something to go out and practice, you know, if they can in an area. So there are some limitations to it, but I think the big thing is just keeping them engaged is positive. And then, you know, with the staff, it's, you know, with us, it's more, you know, right now keeping them updated academically and then watching film from a recruiting standpoint, getting kids evaluated because, you know, we're not going to have the high school spring practices that we normally go to and we're not going to have summer camps. So we've got to really do a good job of, you know, from a film evaluation as we head into the fall. And then, you know, just getting ready for those first few weeks, first few opponents, you know, of the season. So that's about all we're doing, you know, on Zoom right now. And then just try to update them with, you know, this ever-changing, daily changing situation that we're in.
Talking to Rick Stockstill, the head football coach at Middle Tennessee. And, Coach, as you say all that, I know that it didn't just happen, right? This is brand new stuff. So I'm curious, go back to the first couple of days when you and your staff had to sort of put together the program of this situation you've never been through before, how you were going to communicate with your players and things like that. What were those days like?
Well, initially I thought FaceTime, you know, because I'd never heard of Zoom until, you know, last time I heard was Aretha Franklin, Who's Zoom and Who? And you know,
yeah, I remember that song. Yeah.
Tell you how old we are. That's the only time I heard it. And, you know, so FaceTime, and then I started, you know, finding out more about Zoom. You know, so, but we had to buy it as a university. You know, so with the first week we went FaceTime with the staff, and then when we got squared away on Zoom, it was that. So I just, you know, got everybody, our Eric Bartlett, our video guy, showed everybody how to get hooked up on Zoom and what we do and everything. So the transition of that has been easy. And I just, you know, now you just, you know, keeping everybody updated. I learned how to change my background setting there. So I changed that because I felt like I was just talking to myself those first, you know, 3 or 4 weeks of doing it. You're just, you know, talking to your iPad, and it was, I needed something to look at different. So, no, it's been good. It's been an easy transition, to be honest with you. It's just frustrating that we can't do it face-to-face.
Well, Coach, we've talked so much. We're sitting here speculating on what can happen. Nobody knows, but one of the challenges that I feel like is going to happen that we've tried to delve into is every university is different, right? You go to one university, so many kids, it may be a little bit smaller, almost everybody lives on campus. A place like Middle Tennessee, a huge enrollment and a lot of people commuting sometimes from home. It's a different dynamic everywhere you go, which is going to make it probably very difficult for all conferences, all schools to be able to get on the same page as to how you're going to prepare your athletic teams accordingly. So I'm sure you've got to be in communication with your university officials to figure out what the options might be.
Yeah, you're right. And I think, you know, everybody's different right now. And, you know, my big concern, you know, is our current players right now is, you know, they went home for spring break March 4th or March 5th, you know, and they haven't been back since. And when they left here, they had a meal plan. Now they go home, they don't have access to that meal plan. You know, they may be in a home where they've got brothers and sisters and they've been forced to come home. They may be in a home where their mom, dad, parents just got laid off their job, and you worry so much about, you know, their health and safety of not only this, you know, virus, but also, you know, their health from a nutrition standpoint, because they don't have the access to the meals that they had when they left here. So, you know, that's a big concern of trying to find ways to, you know, get these guys, you know, and you talk about living off campus, you know, they still have to pay their rent. And, you know, how's that going to affect them come June and July, you know, if we're not in school? So, you know, there's a lot of different, you know, elements to this that these kids are being affected by, other than just, you know, having to do classes online or not knowing when the season's going to start. But, you know, and then to the other part of your question, you know, each conference in America had to submit a 6-week, 5-week, and a 4-week return to play. And so we've done that, and now just kind of waiting for the NCAA, and I don't think we'll know anytime soon, but for them to say, okay, you guys can start. And I don't think they'll say, Middle Tennessee, you can start July 15th. Alabama, you can't start till August 1st. I don't think that'll happen. I think once we start, we'll all start on the same starting date.
Rick Stockstill is with us, the head football coach at MTSU. And coach, you know, there's a lot that goes into a football season. And, you know, you obviously are focused on what's happening on the field. But I look at things from a financial standpoint, too. And as we have the discussion of potentially having a season with no fans, you know, for a program like MTSU, I mean, that's a lot. That's a lot to kind of take in. So what are some conversations that you and Chris Massaro have had? Have you thought about that at all, of what it would be like not having fans at Floyd Stadium?
Yeah, you know, not having fans, not just here, but at any place, will have a drastic effect on every athletic department. And you think about, you know, the Tennessees of the world, the Alabamas of the world, you know, the Clemsons of the world, the Florida States, those guys are making $1.5 million, $2 million a home game off ticket sales, concessions, parking, you know, all that stuff, you know, so they're not wanting to they're going to get impacted, you know, probably more so than we are, because, you know, they're going to have a lot more people at their games than what we do. But, you know, it would be hard. I hope it doesn't get to that. I mean, you guys know, I mean, part of being an athlete is, you know, playing a game is the excitement of the crowd, you know, and you play a game, it's almost going to be like a Saturday spring scrimmage, you know, if there's no fans there, that you're going to have to do a great job of, you know, getting yourself emotionally, you know, excited to play. You know, you're not going to be able to, you know, feed off a crowd for that energy. So teams are going to have to do a good job of, you know, bringing that energy themselves, because it's not going to be like they're used to. But if we don't have fans, it'll impact, you know, the big guys just as much as us.
Rick, I'm being told you've got other things on your plate, so we've got to let you go. But I think I may reach out to.
I got till 12:30. Whatever y'all need.
Oh, Chase, I was going to ask you. I was going to let you know that I was going to probably reach out and have you teach me how to do the Zoom backgrounds, because I need to learn that. I was impressed by that.
If you go on your iPad, tap the right-hand corner, those little three little dots, and it'll pop down at background, and you can pick whatever color, whatever you want.
I like it. All right, I'm going to try it out today. Chase, did you have another one?
Yeah, I'll just follow up on just from the student-athlete point of view of the being able to go out and play in front of a crowd, and the fact that there could be a chance that your guys and all of you could be, I guess, robbed of that this year because of uncontrollable circumstances. You know, what do you think those conversations will be like between you and your football team if, in fact, they're not going to be able to play in front of fans in a stadium?
Well, you just got to – it is what it is. I mean, you just kind of, you know, educate them and talk to them about it and everything. But, you know, and you think about it, and I didn't say this, but, you know, if they're saying it's not safe for fans to come and watch a game, you know, it might be pretty hard to say it's safe for a player, especially a football player, to go out there and – who's going to lay on top of each other, who's going to breathe 2 inches away from his face, you know, who's going to, you know, the contact that you have in football, you know, if it's not safe enough for fans to come watch, is it really safe for players to lay on top of each other and to breathe on top of each other that close?
Yeah, how much too do you think about, and this could be more of a question for Chris, but football being the biggest sport for a university and the type of financial implications that a football program has, how much have you thought about that as it relates to the other sports at a school like MTSU?
I mean, you think about it all the time because, you know, football is, you know, for 99% of the schools in America, you know, it's the breadwinner. And, you know, it affects, you know, the other sports. Like you said, you know, there's a reason, you know, you play Michigan and Iowa and, you know, all these schools, Alabama's for $1.5 million, $2 million a game. There's a reason you play those games because you need that money to, you know, supplement the other sports. So it'll have, just like the Florida State athletic director said, I read something. He said that, you know, God help us all if we don't have a football season from a financial standpoint. You know, so even at a school like Florida State, you know, how much they rely on, you know, the football budget.
Rick, you and the family continue to be safe, and hopefully you'll get out on the field sooner. Sooner than we would all like it. Sooner rather than later, right? That would be great.
I'm with you on that. You know, I'm about to go stir crazy, to be honest with you.
I think we all are. Hey, thanks for the visit as always, and we'll certainly talk to you soon.
Sounds good, my man. Appreciate you.
All right, that is MTSU football coach Rick Stockstill down in Murfreesboro. We'll come back. More of Darren, Donick, and Chase on the other side, ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Hey, guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.